covering the week's top tech stories with a slight Linux bias.
Facebook and Sony are preparing to increase output of upcoming gaming devices. Facebook's Oculus, the global leading provider of virtual reality headsets by market share, is eyeing growth of at least 50% from a year ago for its latest version of head-mounted VR devices, pushing production to 2 million units. Meanwhile, Sony, the world's number two video game console maker after Nintendo by shipments, has also raised production orders for its upcoming PlayStation 5 to around 9 million units from the roughly 6 million units it had planned earlier this year. The PlayStation 5 is the first completely new generation of the console in 7 years, after Sony launched the PlayStation 4 in 2013 and an upgrade in 2016. Facebook's move further underlines the social networking giant's ambition to further expand its footprint in the emerging VR market, where it is the market leader with around 35% market share. Its first all-in-one VR gaming system, Oculus Quest, became a hit after it launched last May. Compared with the cyclical and relatively mature games console market, which is dominated by Nintendo, Sony, and Microsoft, market watchers said VR was still a nascent market where a lot of players are trying new applications, but gaming is still the most important segment. Counterpoint senior analyst Karan Chauhan said, during the pandemic, the gaming industry witnessed a record number of online player additions as more consumers are considering gaming for entertainment at home. Facebook is looking to further expand standalone VR, which gives users a more immersive experience than PC and smartphone-based VR headsets. The U.S. company said in June it will stop selling Oculus Go, its entry-level VR device, which went on sale in 2018, to focus on the Oculus Quest and Rift offerings, its more powerful and high-end products. Oculus Rift S, introduced in 2019, still needs to be connected to a computer to function. Mark Zuckerberg said in an earnings conference earlier this year that the company's revenue categorized as others reached $297 million for the January-March quarter, up 80% from a year ago, which was driven primarily by sales of Oculus products. The VR market is growing. HTC, formerly a leading smartphone maker, shifted its focus from headsets to VR, while Sony launched its first PlayStation VR in 2015. Google, Samsung Electronics, and Huawei Technologies all introduced phone-based VR headsets, using smartphones as the VR headset screens. Apple has been working on augmented reality technology for years and has reportedly entered a trial production for an augmented reality device recently. The worldwide shipment of all types of VR devices last year was around 10 million units. Facebook, Sony, and HTC together accounted for 69% of the market. But excluding mobile VR, which requires a smartphone, the overall VR market shipped around 4.32 million units, with Facebook shipping roughly 1.5 million devices.